Washington, D.C., former White House advisor for health policy and vice provost for global initiatives at the University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Zeke Emanuel. Zeke, just last week, I think it was, we asked you guys how Obamacare was doing. And I think in medical jargon, you said swimmingly well. This obviously is a big blow to the future of Obamacare, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's a big blow. Let me make three quick points. First of all, United was never a big player in the exchanges. It came in very tepidly initially and has not been a very aggressive or interested in the exchanges. Second of all, it's not pulling out of all the exchanges, as you said. It's actually, we don't know how many it's going to leave. It's actually for sure staying in a few of them. And the third point is they've only had about 6% of the enrollees in the exchanges, so it's not really that big an upset for the whole thing. So I think there's a lot more attention on it because it is the biggest insurer in the country. But again, it's never been a big player in the exchange world. So I would not say that it's that big a deal.
But if the economics don't work for United Healthcare, why do the economics work for any insurance company?
Well, one reason the economics probably don't work for United is that they came in late and they got a lot more sicker patients.
Well, Zeke, I disagree because what we know that's happening with United Healthcare is the same as the canary in the coal mine. This is the first of many insurers that will bail out of the exchanges. It's already been stated by other insurers in their board meetings. Each insurer that is participating in the Affordable Care Act is losing money. And as we see United Healthcare make reference to dropping three states already, more coming, and most of them by the end of 2017. We know Blue Cross, Blue Shield is close behind. We know the large insurers are merging. We're going to have three large payers in the United States.
Now, you say they're all losing money?
Yes.
The insurers are all losing money?
Yeah, they all are losing money. $1 billion has been lost by United Healthcare by the end of this year.